Good morning. This is your wellness wake-up call with the University of Illinois Extension. Did you know we spend about 90% of our time indoors? It's imperative to take steps to improve the indoor air you breathe. The most vulnerable to poor air quality are children, older adults, and people with health conditions like asthma and heart disease. Indoor air pollutants can have short-term and long-term effects on health, such as headaches, skin irritation, emphysema, and even cancer. Follow these 7 steps to improve your indoor air quality and protect your health. Number 1, remember to dust and vacuum at least once a week, and more often if you have pets, children, and allergies. Number 2, open your windows for at least 10 minutes each day. This no-cost habit will help dilute the pollution inside your home. Number 3, the key to mold control is moisture control. Keep your home between 30 to 50% relative humidity and watch for condensation on walls or windows, which is a sign of high humidity. Number 4, test your home for radon. This should be done every 2 years, even if you have a mitigation system already in place. Number 5, ensure your furnace filter has a MERV 13 rating and change your filters regularly. Number 6, avoid air fresheners and choose unscented or low VOC cleaners. And number 7, protect yourself from wildfire smoke indoors. You can create a clean room at home, use portable air cleaners, or make your own DIY version using an air filter and a box fan. This week, take steps to improve your indoor air quality and breathe better with these 7 steps. Thank you for listening. I hope you have a happy and healthy day ahead. This has been Kristen Bogdonis, nutrition and wellness educator with University of Illinois Extension.